AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills and assistant coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here.
Tickets are on sale now for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Circus Extreme November 5th through the 15th at the Allstate Arena.
For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. My guest for tonight's program is with Hockey Hall of Famer Chris Chelios. We are going to try to cover an incredible career throughout this hour, which really doesn't give me a whole lot of time. But Chris, welcome to In the Crease.
Thank you. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing well. Chris, back in November in Toronto, I ran into you at the Hockey Hall of Fame festivities, and you were telling me about the new book that you had written called Made in America. I enjoyed it very much. What led you to write it?
Well, in all honesty, and the publishers don't want to hear this, and Kevin Allen doesn't want to hear who wrote it, but it was mostly just to thank people, friends, family, people who kind of helped me along throughout my whole career. And that was it. I didn't care if the book sold or not, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And I don't mean it in a derogatory way. It's just, like I said, there's a lot of people who really, once I left Chicago, never kept track of me or couldn't keep track of me in San Diego until I got, into the NHL. And then the Olympic came, obviously, in 84. So I couldn't have been happier with the way, it came out as far as Kevin writing. But I'm even thinking about that. I got rushed, actually, to be honest with you. You play that long after talking to people who did write some books. I should have taken way longer. But like I said, maybe I'll come out with another one and cover everybody just to thank them.
Yeah, part two. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good flow. Were there any parts of the book that were tough for you to lay out as far as to the public's viewpoint for them to read?
Not so much tough, but I did want to explain, when I did leave Chicago for Detroit, there's things at the time where, you say things behind closed doors, but I think, it was the right time to set everybody straight and explain what happened. And the bottom line was it was time for me to go. Whether I agreed or not, the way they handled it, there was no hard feelings. It all worked out for everybody. And, I couldn't have been happier the way it worked out. But that was probably one of the biggest issues, leaving, my hometown and being treated the way I was initially. Now it's all good. And
yeah.
I think people, winning the Stanley Cup for the Hawks helps a lot. And then, what they say, if out of sight, out of mind, when I do go back, everybody's great and it's good, mostly for my family and my parents,
yeah.
So it's been great.
No, I know you've had some book tours and I'm sure the reviews have been good in Chicago and Detroit. What about the Canadian market?
I did not go to Canada at all because I figured they've hated me all these years, the rivalry, that was built up. And it's only normal, the U.S.-Canada rivalries and, winning the World Cup kind of still bugs them a little bit. But there's no question that they dominate in hockey. That's their sport. But, I got sick and tired of finishing behind them. And then like anybody else, you just, it doesn't become hate, but you really, it becomes a big rivalry. And I think that carried over when we had those series with Chicago, Vancouver, Detroit, Vancouver, Toronto series with Chicago. So
you can still hear it in your voice, Chelly. You can still hear that you're passionate.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get back and be one of their teams, but it's just they're good. But, no, like I said, now that it's over, like I said, same thing goes for Canada. I hope, they respected me. I respected all the
yeah.
great. Like I said, I learned the game of hockey in Moose Jaw and in Montreal. So, I've got them to thank for that, too, because they got that swagger and that pride.
Well, you made it very clear wearing your USA jersey on the front cover, and you got a helmet sticker of a number 3 on there. Who's that for?
That'd be Keith Magnuson. Obviously one of Chicago's and my all-time favorite, and, his family, Kevin, Molly, and then, we go back a long ways, and you talk about one of the guys that, kind of mentored me and, taught me what it was to be a leader and a pro, and Keith Magnuson fits the mold like no other. I don't know if there was another Blackhawk that was as well-loved as Keith. Maybe better players, but no one had more heart.
Well, Chelly, my last show, I had Kevin Magnuson in the studio, and we did an hour about Keith, and it was brilliant. I mean, and Kevin's a chip off the block of his father, too.
He is, yeah. I mean, and that's why I love hanging around Kevin, because it reminds me so much of his dad. And they're salt of the earth, that whole family, including his sister and his mother. They're just great people. And, that's just a credit to Keith, how he raised them and how they turned out to be so, respectful and well-liked by everyone. And, it's great to see Kevin in the ring still involved in hockey, being an agent and getting his bar. So that's great.
Chelly, you're a Chicago native. You ended up moving to San Diego when you were young. Your hockey path then brought you to Moose Jaw, as you said before. And you say it's a little comical how it all came about, how you ended up playing the game.
Yeah, I mean, right place, right time. Out in San Diego, I should have hated the guy who cut me from the college team out there. His name was Maynard Howe.
So you have to get his name out there still, huh?
You know what? I'll never forget his name, mostly because of that, but just a crazy coincidence. Gordie Howe, recently, I don't know if you'd heard, he went to Mexico.
Yes.
He was treated
by
a stem cell treatment. It just so happens that the guy who treated him and did it all for nothing, it was Maynard Howe, and ironically, his name was Howe. So
wow.
Crazy how things come around. But like I said, he cut me. And again, I wasn't expecting to be a pro. I just wanted to keep playing hockey, and unfortunately, that seemed like the end. And then 2 months later, while I was just working in school, I ran into a kid on the beach. As it said in the book, his name was Bobby Parker.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the coach's phone number in Moose Jaw. Took a couple days to talk him into paying for the flight, but it all worked out.
I want to fast track to Montreal in 1983. The team is being led by players like Bob Gainey, Larry Robinson, Guy Lafleur. You say it was like getting a degree from Harvard. Tell me why.
Well, there's no question the credibility of those guys. And Doc Lemaire was my first coach. I just did a lot of listening. At the time when I did come to the team in 83 after the Olympics, they were a struggling team, fourth place team, trying to make the playoffs, looking for some new blood. And I got every opportunity in the world there. I started out pretty rough. I don't think I had a point or 2 points in 13 games and was getting ready to pack to go to Sherbrooke. But, Bob Gainey was a calming effect on me. I was a little wild as far as on the ice, maybe too much intensity, too much passion. And he kind of harnessed me a little bit. And as the years went by with Bob, I want to say we played at least 3 or 4 years together. He taught me what it was to be a pro and how to act and helped me a ton. I look at other guys, young guys that go into these cities. Eddie Olchek's a perfect example of a young kid playing in his hometown, and I think that was the toughest thing in the world for him to do, having the distractions of the friends and family. So
you look.
I was lucky enough.
Yeah, you look at it as a good fit, going to Montreal early?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like I said, it was they were my family. I had no family around there. And all it was a team. And then, the year later, we got all those guys like Claude Lemieux, Patrick Roy, Mike McPhee, Brian Skrudland, Dave Mealy, and won the cup that year. So we were a tight team, a young team. And having that group of guys you mentioned, like Larry Robinson, Craig Ludwig, Rick Green, Bob Gainey, Mario Tremblay. I mean, I played with Guy Lafleur for about 40 games, and he was an absolute class act. So really lucky that I broke in with those guys.
That's great. The pressure of playing in Montreal is tremendous to begin with, but going in as an American, it's even going to be tougher.
You know what? When I first got there, it wasn't even an issue. As the years went on, you start listening to the politics, how they're going to separate, and it wasn't so much the French against Americans. It was the French against English.
Okay.
That's what it turned out being.
Yep.
So it got to the point where they wanted to separate from Canada. So it was crazy. And, you get caught in that as a player, being an English player in the press. The press is sticking up for the French. The French press and the English press are sticking up for the English player. So, I've never seen so many hometown fans cheer against the team also, picking other teams just because of the French-English thing.
As far as off the ice, were you able to be around the likes of Béliveau and the Richards and Toe Blake?
Yeah. I mean, my first memories after the year-end parties would be going to Yvon Cornway's brasserie, and Henry Richard had a brasserie. So it was just a common thing after practice that all the guys would gather together for lunch and have a few beers. And then 3 o'clock, everybody would go their own ways. But But, you know, back then there weren't cell phones. There weren't, you know, any distractions and all the social media. Guys just had the teammates and then back to their families. So, and just listening to the stories, you know, how many Cups they'd won and what Scotty Bowman was like and you know, some of the playoff things they had. It was, I could listen to them all day. And I got to be honest, Henry Richard and Ivan Cornway are probably my two favorite guys because I spent the most time with them, you know, in their brasseries.
Well, just going in that room and seeing the room and the past players from Howie Morenz to the likes of the Rocket, I mean, amazing. I think it was a tremendous start for you in every way. But, Chelly, I look forward to carrying on with your career. But we will return back to In the Crease and my guest Chris Chelios after these messages.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the Kennedy. Express lanes are flowing outbound. Good news on the inbound Eisenhower. After Cicero, IDOT crews just cleared a multi-vehicle crash from the two left lanes. Traffic still sluggish from Laramie. It's about 19 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. The outbound Eisenhower is closed at the circle with roadwork, so follow the posted detour till about 5 a.m. The southbound Lakeshore Drive ramp to the Stevenson is slow. Outbound I-57, there was a crash after 119th involving multiple vehicles, but no delays there. In Lyle, an earlier crash at Ogden and 355. On the south side, an accident at 87th and Blackstone, reportedly involving a CTA bus. Chicago weather currently 49 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 47. Tomorrow, the high 71, sunny and windy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity says even Obama can't defend Hillary's email scandal.
He even legitimized the email scandal by saying it was legitimate. Asked if he agrees with Bill and Hillary that it's not a big deal, he said, well, it's important for her to answer these questions to the satisfaction of the American public and let them make up their own minds. So Obama, let me interpret, threw her down the stairs last night.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and join me, Ken Cervera, for some in-flight entertainment every Saturday evening at midnight on Fly By Night. You'll always be guaranteed first-class laughs and fun from my comedian friends, local personalities, and fascinating guests. And always remember, keep your seatbelts fastened, as laughter can cause turbulence.
Tune in to Fly By Night with Ken Cervera every Saturday night at midnight here on AM 560, The Answer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News & World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, go to radio.asu.edu. U.S. News & World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Visit us today at radio.asu.edu. That's radio.asu.edu.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This portion of our program is brought to you by a drink that so many pro hockey players love called Coco 5, all-natural coconut water, developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. Tonight's guest, Chris Chelios, is a man who protected his crease for over a quarter of a century. Chris, I know how much you cherish the game. How much do you miss competing?
Well, now it's mountain biking and surfing and downhill, like snowboarding. Yeah, at some point, you have to fill that void, and you miss the big games. I don't think I ever missed hockey once I retired until the first playoff game when I watched the guys come out on the ice, and that, you know, the electricity in the playoffs and the buzz was really the first time that I kind of wished I was still out there. But for the most part, you know, following my kids around, watching them play in their sports, staying busy is a key. There's never, you know, anything that's going to fill, you know, that competitiveness void what I'm missing when I did was a player. But I always said I was going to play until there was nothing left in the tank, and yeah. I did. So I'm content right now.
And I think the closest you can get to being a player is being a coach.
Yeah. I mean, I tried the management side, but it really wasn't for me at that time. I wasn't, you know, separated enough from my teammates to go into the coach's room after the games and management, you know, and sit around and be critical of players. And that's part of the job. And it's a part that I really didn't enjoy. So then I went to, you know, basically being an intern as a coach in Grand Rapids with Jeff Blashill over the past 3 years. And I really think that's what I'd really like to do if I was going to get back into a full-time job in hockey. Like you said, in the room, on the ice, with the guys, I don't think there's anything better.
Jeff Blashill's pretty talented. I know there's talks about him possibly going to Detroit.
Yeah, he's had a lot of success down in Grand Rapids, winning the Calder Cup his first year, and then repeatedly losing players like any other team, Tatar, Nyquist, Ferraro, toward the end of the year here over the years, and still managing to be one of the top teams, you know, in the AHL. And again, this year we're tied right now 1-1 with Utica, going back home. So it's been a great experience. Like I said, it's not a full time job, and mostly because, like I said, I enjoy going to my kids' events. They're all four playing sports. I mean, it's my fault and my problem that I just can't, you know, make up my mind what I want to do as far as taking a full-time job on.
Yeah. Chelly, how much influence do you have on the American player coming from Grand Rapids and moving on to Detroit?
Well, it's like I said, all you do is I think I've been able to communicate with my teammates, know how to talk to them. I think they respect me. I kind of had that, title as a leader. So I think it's carried over into, you know, doing this job with Jeff. When things aren't going well for a player, I think I could talk to him and they trust me and what I say.
Are you getting on the ice at all?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm on the ice 2 to 3 days a week. So, you know, basically I'm coaching is what I'm doing.
Yep.
Just not traveling on the road, you know, when Grand Rapids is on the road. During the games, I'm up in the press box and down in between periods. I'm with the coaches just making some adjustments. And, you know, you can't always see from the bench what you can see up top in the press box. So, you know, if they listen to me once every, you know, 20 suggestions, you know, it's a pretty good feeling. So
once every 20, huh?
Well, you never know. Like, son, I did something yesterday and, you know, it worked and we scored a goal. So I felt pretty good about making that adjustment. So, you know, you can't be right all the time. And I promise you, in this game, whether it's management, coaches, scouts, they're wrong a lot more than they are right. Trust me, whoever it is. But it's like I said, it's been great. And you know, Blashill, he's structured. He's accountable, but not quite as much as Mike Babcock. I needed a happy medium, and I think I found it with Jeff Blashill as far as learning how to coach.
No, that's great. Let's talk about some coaches that have described you as a warrior, a competitor, a passionate leader. But when you played for the Chicago Wolves and I was able to spend some time with you, you also brought some fun to the game, too, in amongst the team and the coaching staff. And I think you did that throughout your career also, right?
Yeah, but winning helps a lot, Kenny. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, I found out, you know, eventually with Chicago in my last year and a half there that, you know, I always loved coming to the rink. And not that I didn't in those, you know, that year and a half, but it's tough. And you start second-guessing and losing your confidence. So for the most part, you know, I've been fortunate enough from day one when I went to Montreal, things kind of turned around. And when you're winning, everything takes care of itself. Whether you don't like the coach, whether you don't like the schedule, the travel, you know, somehow winning cures everything. So you know, when things weren't going well, you know, we faced a little adversity with the Wolves when I got there in the beginning. We lost, I think we lost seven games, and that's when I was, you know, working out with you, and I think it took us about 2 weeks to get me to where I felt I was ready. And then again, you were right there, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a change of coach, and we started getting on a roll there. I mean, we had a hell of a year. So, like I said, right till the very end, until, you know, the Atlanta stint, you know, just the timing for me was terrible being after the Olympics. I just wasn't in good enough shape, but my pride wouldn't let me say no. So, it's really tough. Losing takes its toll. And, you know, I wasn't the same player in Chicago at the end than I was my whole career.
No. And at 48, that's going to happen. And, Chelly, I always remember you telling me, Kenny, when we were making this little comeback here, try to work on as many drills as possible on skating backwards. And that was a challenge. But I want to say that we probably went about 20, 22 days in a row before you took the ice in practice. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, like I said, I've never had to do that before. I've come back from injuries, you know, but nothing like day to day. It's just skills. Probably didn't do it as soon as I turned pro, to be honest with you. So it was good to get back to that, and, you know, and just start from scratch, and it worked out great.
Chelly, I remember players leaving the ice. If we had six or seven guys on the ice for a skill session, and you would, first of all, you already had your workout on the stationary bike before you even saw me. Then you'd go with a group of guys, and then you'd get prepared for practice. But I remember once telling a group, I said, guys, that's the closest you're going to see Gordie Howe right there in the flesh because of longevity. I mean, he played until he was 52, you at 48. And I remember stunning a few guys by saying that that day, and they said, Kenny, you're absolutely right. Longevity was a goal for you, wasn't it? Maybe even to play until you were 50.
It wasn't so much a number. It was to just keep playing as long as I felt I can contribute, you know, and not hurt the team. As long I didn't have to help the team, but as long as I didn't hurt the team. So it wasn't for sure. By no means that was like targeting to beat Gordie Howe. That's the last thing I wanted to do. And Mike Babcock made sure that that's for sure. But yeah, like I just wanted to keep playing, and because I was on such a good team in Detroit, you know, I don't kid myself. If it wasn't such being on such a good team, you know, and just fitting in as a role and being a mentor to the guys, and not having to uproot my family, I mean, I probably could have tried, you know, one more year after the Atlanta stint, but I just realized it wasn't worth it to be away from my family, you know, and miss on out. I'd missed it for 28 years, a lot of things. You know, it wasn't worth it for me to play 6-7 minutes a game on the road and be alone as it was to be home with my daughter and my daughters as a senior and sophomore in high school. So, you know, not uprooting your family, there's a lot to be said for that because most players, when it comes time to do that, you know, that's the beginning of the end.
But you gave it some thought after seven games with Atlanta. I mean, I'm sure it ran through your mind to continue.
Yeah, I really, like I said, the timing was so bad for me because I went over with the U.S. Olympic team to Vancouver and basically sat around for 2 weeks and did nothing. And then I get the call 2 days after I got back. So, but like I said, I thought I'd play my way into shape. But at that age, it's pretty tough. And, you know, lady luck ran out.
Chelly, it was really, really special, I think, for everybody on that team. That Chicago Wolves team that year when we finished off was coached by Don Lever and Ron Wilson. It was special not only for coaches, trainers, but obviously the young players. And I personally saw how you treated them, and I believe they'll take that with them for a very long time.
Yeah, like I said, it couldn't have gone any better the way the guys treated me. We had a veteran team there, Crock, Stapleton, a few other guys. And I won't forget, we lost that seventh game to the Stars. It was overtime goal. Jamie Benn got the goal. I think they went on either to win the Calder Cup or at least go to the finals. So
they did. I think they won the Calder that year. But yeah, it was a one-on-one battle with you and Jamie Benn on the half board, and he came off the half board and shot it past McIntyre.
Yeah. So a tough way to end it, but you know what? That kid's a good player, and like I said, it would have been great to finish off with the Calder Cup, and really that would have been the way to go out. But like I said, it was a great experience. You know, Don Levin, what an owner. Wendell Young, the way they treated me. So
that's absolutely awesome. Chris, we'll be back within the crease just here in a few minutes after our sponsors have a few words.
saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
Hugh Hewitt, a nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM 560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at FreedomSummitChicago.com. That's FreedomSummitChicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The search continues for the shooter at a convention for zombie fans in Fort Myers, Florida. One person was killed, four others injured.
At this time, there's a suspect at large.
Fort Myers Police Lieutenant Victor Medico. Authorities are asking those at the event to share any photos or videos they might have that might help capture the suspect. Detroit police say the pastor of a storefront church shot and killed a man who tried to attack him during a service. The pastor was taken into custody for questioning. The home where Bruce Springsteen wrote Born to Run up for sale.
A two-bedroom cottage where Springsteen wrote the album in 1974 and 75 back on the market. Three fans of the singer had bought the home in Long Branch, New Jersey in 2009 with the idea of turning it into a tribute to Springsteen, but those plans got derailed. The asking price, $299,000.
Fox News Radio's Lisa LaSera. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Westbound on the Ontario feeder ramp after Orleans, watch out for a bumper in the right lane. Kennedy Express lanes are still flowing outbound. Good news on the inbound Eisenhower after Cicero. IDOT crews cleared a multi-vehicle crash from the two left lanes. Traffic is cleared up from Laramie. It's about 16 minutes both directions between downtown and Manheim. The outbound side of the Eisenhower closed at the circle with road work till about 5 a.m. So follow the posted detour. Northbound I-55 construction delays approaching Cass. It's about 36 minutes from 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 26 minutes from the Tri-State. And Rosemont, report of a crash at Manheim and I-90. Chicago weather currently 49 degrees and fair. Overnight the low 47. Tomorrow the high 71. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Check it out. It's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now 1-800-400-5017. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-400-5017. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-5017. That's 1-800-400-5017.
This is Tom Laz.
And this is Dave Laz of The Laz Word.
Oh, Dave, so little time, so much to cover in 1 hour.
That's right, Tom, having to settle people's tummies with Laz Word humor.
And the ever-so-popular mind trap.
Not to mention politically incorrect commentary.
And fascinating and controversial guests.
So join us at midnight Sunday on The Laz Word.
The fastest hour of radio on the dial.
This week on The Laz Word, medical insurance and Obamacare expert Tom Mirabali, Sunday night at midnight.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease Hockey Radio here on AM 560, The Answer. I am your host, Kenny McCudden. My guest tonight is Chris Chelios. And Chris, I want to go from Montreal to Chicago with the trade. I read that it was a bittersweet situation for you. Why was that?
Well, I never wanted to get traded. You always hear the rumors, but until it happens, you don't believe it's going to happen. You know, as a player, I felt I still helped the team a lot. But in Montreal, when you lose out in the playoffs, it's either going to be players or coaches that go, and it was just my time. So, like I said, it was the worst day until I found out where I went, and then it was the best day because any other place I'd have been disappointed, but to be going back home was unreal.
Yeah, it was a team with players like Roenick, Belfour, Goulet, Larmer, Doug Wilson. Coached by Mike Keenan, what was he like?
I'll be nice to Mike and say he was really intense because I did enjoy my years with him. I wouldn't say we were friends because I've never been friends with a coach, but I had the utmost respect for him. He treated me great, and he wanted to win, you know, and that's all that meant to me. I didn't care, you know. Sometimes if he'd go overboard and berate you a little bit. But
yep.
There was a method to his madness, and it worked. You know, look what he did for the Rangers. Everywhere he went, he had success. But he was one of those guys that you can only take for so long because he put his foot down on that pedal, and he never let up.
I'm always surprised by players that have said that he made their career better. Say, for instance, Stefan Matteau leaving Chicago and going to New York and winning a cup. I think I even heard Larmer say the same exact thing. He gave these guys life.
And he treated Matteau. I've never seen a guy have been any harder on a guy. But then, he took him with him to, I believe, St. Louis and New York.
Correct.
And he did the same with Noonan. He did the same with numerous guys. And Brian Noonan, you know, being my best friend from the Wolves for a while there, you know, he sent Noonan down to the minors for a whole year for just doing the flamingo when he blocked a shot. So, and then he bring him back and, you know, took him with him to St. Louis, Vancouver, and New York. So there's something to be said for that, Mike. And I kind of hope he gets a shot back here in the NHL because he is a really good coach. And I think he's changed now, just like Daryl Sutter changed. I think Mike's changed a lot, too.
Yeah, you had the double whammy. There were Daryl Sutter as the assistant coach.
Oh, back-to-back debacles of years. Anything can happen from stick throwing to Daryl, you know, taking a puck and taking a slap shot at someone's head during a run of the drill. It was just chaos. We had more fights in morning skates between each other than we did against other teams. It was just, you know, he got us all wound up, and that was our team. At sometimes very undisciplined. It cost us some games and some, you know, some playoff runs. But like I said, a lot of success. And again, Daryl, the intensity, you know, he just made you an everyday player, and that's what guys are looking for.
Shelly, that 92 team was a pretty solid team. You end up meeting Pittsburgh in the finals. When you look back on it now, what was that team possibly missing to win the Cup that year in 92?
You know what? Nothing. It's just sick. Their best players got hot, and our best players got cold. We did that one goal, never forget Jágr.
Yep.
The stick handle with 3-4 guys. And scored that goal. And then, you know, from that point on, you know, we just never didn't seem like we recovered. We lost one goal game the next game in Pittsburgh. And then, you know, we were hanging in there for the third game, but the fourth game was an absolute disaster. But like I said, we lost it. You know, you got Mario Lemieux, who's probably one of the best players to ever play the game. Jágr caught fire. You had Larry Murphy had some big games. And then, you know, Tom Barrasso shut the door when he needed to.
Shelly, I know you adored playing in Chicago, playing at the Chicago Stadium, being a captain of the Chicago Blackhawks. You never wanted to leave Chicago. You had a tremendous respect for Mr. Wirtz. When that day ended, what was that like?
Real sad. Really never recovered from that until probably when we won the Cup with Detroit. not knowing how much longer I was going to be playing, not knowing whether I was going to be welcomed back to Chicago, because I still had planned on returning because I built a house, you know, the year I got traded, which is one of the things they say don't do because it's a kiss of death.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just a really, for my family, I had to get rid of the bar because it was a tough year and a half, 2 years. And then, like I said, winning the cup in Detroit, you know, basically, there were a ton of people, obviously, in Detroit that still hated me even though I was on their team. So
there's
a lot of tough love. And, you know, it's just thank God I won the cup there. And then you're accepted as part of the family in Detroit. And then, like I said, over the years, you know, it took a while. The reception they gave me to honor me at the United Center that night, I knew it was going to be a disaster. Told my wife, told John McDonough. But we still went ahead with it. And I wouldn't say it was a disaster, but it was pretty near close. But like I said, it worked out for everyone. The Hawks, you know, they struggled for another 8 years, rebuilt their team, got some high picks, and obviously we had all that success in Detroit. So, and now look at the Hawks. They're a team that's going to be good for a long, long time.
Chelly, you were able to follow the legacy of the guys like Richard and LeFleur, from Stan Mikita to Bobby Hall, Gordie Howe, and Ted Lindsay. Our next segment, I do want to talk about your career in Detroit and what you're absolutely doing today for the Red Wings as far as between Grand Rapids and the Red Wings. And it's just been an amazing career.
Okay, thank you.
We need to step aside for a few minutes. This is In the Crease Hockey Radio. We will be right back after this commercial.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the Kennedy. Express lanes are now closed. Good news on the inbound Eisenhower. IDOT crews cleared a multi-vehicle crash after Cicero that was blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is cleared from Laramie. It's about 16 minutes both directions between downtown and Mannheim. On the outbound side of the Eisenhower, it's closed at the circle with roadwork till about 5 a.m., so follow the posted detour. Northbound I-55 has minor construction delays approaching Cass. It's about 36 minutes from 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 26 minutes from the Tri-State. Southbound Lakeshore Drive before Fullerton, watch out for a bad accident blocking the two right lanes. Chicago weather currently 49 degrees and fair, overnight the low 47, tomorrow the high 71, sunny and windy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-931-3210.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-931-3210. 1-800-931-3210. That's 1-800-931-3210.
Get your ears ready for Al and Marty.
Do you remember 1985, Marty?
Sure do, Al.
It was the year of We Are the World, the Cold War, ozone holes.
And two pioneering young men began their quest for world automotive domination.
That's right, Marty. The ultimate dealership is born.
Highland Park Ford Lincoln Superstore.
Too much?
No, a nice balance of pride and humility.
Humility?
Highland Park Ford Lincoln Superstore. Call 800-984-9000 or visit alanmarty.com.
This is Alan Marty. Deal with us.
AM 560, The Answer.
Thank you for joining me in the crease. I'm your host, Kenny McCutton. This show would not be possible if it was not for friends like Adi Moore at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. My guest tonight has been Chris Chelios. Chris, between competition, longevity, Olympic medals, Stanley Cups, Hall of Fame entry, what stands out as your most proud moments in the game?
Oh, I mean, I think international playing for U.S. teams, for sure the 96 Cup and, you know, representing my country in the Olympics. And then, you know, every cup is special in its own way. Individual trophies, you know, you achieve those because of your teammates. So it's great, but you don't get to share them like you do when you win the cup. So, I'd say the three Stanley Cups have been the most memorable, you know, sharing with the fans, you know, your friends, your family, the tradition of bringing the cup home and, you know, the impact it has on the people that are able to attend those parties. So that's been the biggest thing, is those Stanley Cup, you know, celebrations.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, you had 948 points, 2,891 penalty minutes, three cups, three Norris trophies, 11 All-Star appearances, four-time Olympian. You've made it very clear in the book and on the show tonight how much you loved wearing the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I mean, as disappointing as it was in Sarajevo, you know, not to do well, you know, then you sit back after a couple of weeks and think about how lucky you were to be one of those 20-something guys chosen to represent your country. So, you know, and the one good thing about the Olympics is there is a first, second, and third place, meaning gold, silver, and bronze. And I was lucky enough in Salt Lake, you know, probably the best hockey I've ever participated in my life. The quality and the, yep, you know, the amount of talent and the games, how it led up to being us against Canada. That was a great time, you know, in Salt Lake with everybody being so. It's not the same when you're not at home. You know, I don't care what anybody says.
And these teams are getting better all the time. These other European teams are getting more stacked too, and the competition's that much greater.
Yeah, and just, you know, this past World Championships, they watched most of the games in the U.S. Real young team, but placed a bronze medal, and they played some great hockey.
Oh, it's amazing what these young kids are doing, even when they make a jump after even a year in the American League to the National League, how they're adjusting. I mean, those days or the days of kids being able to do that in the past just wasn't there the same.
No, and like I said, I guess, you know, you ask me about what I think of the game now.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough when you're an older player and you're used to the way that things were done back then with less structure, you know, and not having a much longer leash as a player. But now these young kids, it starts at an early age, so I don't think they know any different. So to them, it just comes naturally to, by the time they get to juniors in college, they've already been at playing the straight lines and, you know, the rules have changed quite a bit.
Yep.
It sure doesn't favor defensemen, that's for sure. So, you know, like I said, I ask my kids, and they seem to enjoy, you know, they watch it on TV. I get frustrated watching it on TV. Much better to watch it live, obviously.
Well, but, you wish you were out there, that's why.
Yeah, maybe that's something to do with it.
Chris, yeah. You ended up getting traded to Detroit, which became a very loyal organization to you as a club with great leadership, starting with Yzerman, Fedorov, Lirianov, Kozlov, Lindstrom, Larry Murphy, and coached by Scotty Bowman. Tell me about that locker room.
Yeah, you know what? It ran itself when I got here. Like I said, it was a perfect fit. It was a veteran team. You know, obviously, Yzerman, without a doubt, one of the best captains or leaders that I've played with. And when we did face a little adversity, which wasn't too often, you know, he said the right things or went out and led by example. So, and it was always someone that would step up or chip in. And, you know, there was great chemistry with those teams. And then, you know, like you mentioned, Scotty Bowman, he at the end was nowhere near the type of coach. I guess you could compare him to a Keenan or a Babcock in his earlier days. But it was a pleasure playing for him. And then, you know, his last year, of course, we won the cup with him. So Like I said, everybody kind of in this organization, because of the Oilers' loyalty, whether it's players, management, the coaches, everybody seems to prosper and benefit, as you've seen Mike Babcock just did.
Yep.
And so many other players in the past have won cups and then went on. Some not, moved on, stayed loyal to the Oilers, which, they should, because they're second to none when it comes to, taking care of their players and their staff, and it doesn't even need to be said. It's known throughout the league.
Describe your position today as an executive advisor to Ken Holland.
Well, basically, it was executive advisor the first year, meaning I'm just kind of mirroring him and mm-hmm. up in the press box and doing a little scouting. The first thing he told me at the meeting was he was just looking for my input and, whether he listened or not, but he wanted input. So whether you're watching a player, a game, anything you see, whether you're trying to make adjustments, penalty killing, he would listen to you. Then Kenny would go down to the dressing room and, whatever he thought he could add to the group's talks after the games, that was my role. So, and after a year, as I mentioned before, I didn't like being critical of my teammates. I wasn't far enough separated from the players yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to, basically doing an internship for coaching under Jeff Blashill. And actually, Kirk Frazier was there my first year, played for the Blackhawks.
Yep.
Along with Jimmy Peck. And then, he wanted to move on to Dallas. And it's been 2 years now with Jeff Blashill. And I'm on the ice, three
yep.
days a week, running practices, running drills. And during the games, I'm up in the press box, and in between periods, running down to the dressing room to,
yep.
put in my 2 cents. And it's been great. It's always nice when you're, you have a little input, and every once in a while, something works for you.
Well, you're still in the thick of it, for sure. You've been listening to Chris Chelios Within the Crease. Stay tuned.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? Your company is only as good as the people you hire. And posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with dozens of different job sites. Until now, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/MedVed. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MedVed. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/MedVed.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
AM 560, The Answer.
You have returned to In the Crease, your Sunday night hockey radio show. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here.
Tickets are on sale now for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Circus Extreme November 5th through the 15th at the Allstate Arena.
For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. Chris, are there any thoughts of getting into management or possibly owning a hockey team someday?
Oh, boy.
And I'm talking general manager, maybe president, and ownership.
Yeah, I don't rule anything out at this point. 3 years ago, I would have said I didn't really like the management side or general manager or president. But now that I've had a chance to sit back and, you know, see how it works and be on the, you know, I wouldn't call it, I'll say the management side, I'm open to anything. There's going to be some new teams. You've seen it, some of these guys who have benefited from it. Lyndon Shanahan with absolutely no experience, you know, fall into those positions. So I wouldn't rule anything out. I do obviously want to stay in hockey in some capacity. I've always said that even when I was a player,
yep.
You know, 20 years ago, I think I'd had been asked the same question, but it's been my life, you know, since I was 7 years old. And I can't see anything, me doing anything else other than running a restaurant, which is not near as much fun as, you know, being involved in hockey. So, but we'll just see, whatever position over. I've been offered a few, but as I mentioned earlier in the interview, this is just a family thing. My parents are getting up in age. Whenever sure. something happens, I'm able to get there quick. When my kids are, you know, need me or I want to be at one of their, you know, events, I can be there. So it just has to have something to do with all the years that I've played, and I feel like I've missed out. Now I'm just trying to make up for all that lost time.
Chris, talking about family, you're really invested in the boys' hockey as far as you're proud of them. I've had the chance to work with Jake, and in my 25 years of pro on-ice training, I've never worked with a father-son duo until I met the Chelios family on the ice. And tell me about Dean, because I do know an awful lot about Jake.
Well, Dean, he's got great skills, and I think had he been 20 years older, he'd have probably been a great pro because he doesn't have the speed that it takes to play in this league. Now, and that's, you know, there's guys that have a lot less skill than Dean that are in this league just because of their skating. And, you know, I've been saying over the course of the past few years, it might be easier to make it as a third, fourth line checker than a guy with skill trying to make it.
It's a truth. It's a truth.
In the shot blocking.
Yes.
You know, it's just, they want guys that do it right and play it safe. And those skill guys, no matter what you tell them, they're always going to try and beat a guy and put it between his legs and turn pucks over. But that's why there's still great players in this league that are allowed to do that. And thank God there is, because it's great for the fans. But, you know, he's still working hard, Dean. You know, he trains as hard as I ever did.
Wow.
He's going to, you know, take another shot at the East Coast League. He finished up in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Finished off pretty good. You know, at that point, you know, realistically, you know, you're trying to put up some numbers in the East Coast League, and then if he wants to go to Europe and play and have some fun and have an experience there, you know, so be it. If not, he's got his degree. He's always liked physical fitness and training, so he's probably going to go that direction if he doesn't make a living at playing hockey.
And it was terrific to work with Jake, going back to Jake, Jake being with the Chicago Wolves for about three quarters of the year this year. I think he's got a nice career ahead of him, and if he gets on that same training as his brother Dean, some good things can happen.
Yeah, old Jake's got to put a little meat on, and he knows it. So he's fought it for years about training with my guy. For whatever reason, he doesn't. The trainer I had for 20 years, they butted heads, and he just didn't want to go to him. But now he's agreed to go. He's taken off in about a week and a half. So hopefully he's going to be 15 pounds heavier and a lot meaner. So well, that should do it for him.
Chris, I want to say thank you, and I was honored to be part of your last year in pro hockey with the Wolves. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for doing this show. And I might have to have you back for show 2, 3, 4, and 5.
You got it, Kenny.
I appreciate you being on.
All right. Take care.
Tonight's show is not possible unless my producer, Debbie Schreiner, is passing me that puck all night behind that glass. So thank you, Debbie. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. You can find me at icecompanyhockey.net. We will be back next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that special.